I was supposed to go to a party, and then I bailed and I went to sleep at 10 o'clock. And then I had two fantasy football drafts. Maybe this should be our fantasy football
episode. Wait, what was the party you bailed on? Yeah, we're doing fantasy football. Sorry, Alex. Oh, wait, nope. Sorry, mystery guest.
Well, okay. Well, I guess, well, all right.
I don't want to talk about these things really quick.
No, it's too late. It's too late. Well, we can release it on the Patreon. Oh, welcome to another episode of Possum Party. Don't tell them that. Don't tell them that. Let me do the intro and introduce the guest. For once, I would like to do the intro and not have you just immediately step on it. Okay.
It's never going to happen.
All right. Well, welcome to Pasta Party. My name is Elliot Bromberg. I'm, of course, here with my co-host, Anthony Ferraro. And I'm going to bring on our guest. Our guest today is a stand-up comic originally from Georgia, but now out in Brooklyn. Please welcome to the show, Alex Murdoch.
Hey, y'all. What's up?
Wow. Hi, Alex. Did you hear that, y'all? Wow, that was so Southern.
Oh. Straight out of Georgia.
I did not even hear it. That's a bad omen for the episode. I'm already not listening.
I love using y'all. I never said it when I was living in New York, and once I moved to Baltimore, I started hearing it all the time. And I was just like, what a...
Y'all is just the perfect way to address a group. Like,
it's so inclusive.
You can't change my mind.
Mm-hmm. It's very inclusive, which I like. And it's weird that it developed in the least inclusive place in the entire United States.
That's what they want you to think.
Yeah. Did you guys know y'all actually stands for you all?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, you guys knew that? I just learned that.
What did you think it stood for?
I thought it was long for something.
Ah, no. Mm-hmm.
Wait, are you serious right now? Wait, I'm so sorry. Are you for real right now?
You'll never be able to tell. Maybe.
because I thought you were doing a bit, and now I'm like concerned for you, and you're just loopy enough as a human being that you might have actually thought it was long for something.
Okay, I'm proud that you can't really hear my bit voice anymore. And also, I don't appreciate you calling me loopy, you jerk, you piece of shit. I'll kill you, Elliot.
I'm doing New York again. I just thought the Italians maybe didn't know that. So I was trying to cater to you.
Oh, we're already going there. We're already going to the Italians are dumb.
Yeah.
All right.
No. Just, I've never heard an Italian say y'all.
Alex, what did I text you about 15 minutes ago? Why I couldn't answer the phone?
You were doing Italian shit, which is not saying y'all, apparently.
I said I was doing Italian guy stuff.
What were you doing?
I was putting on moisturizer, actually.
Oh,
believe
cool.
it or not.
I assumed you were like making meatballs or something.
In 15 minutes? Are you crazy? It's impossible.
Not if you have a pressure cooker.
You can't pressure cook a meatball.
Oh, yes, you 100% can. And I know for a fact because I've pressure cooked. Now, listen, do the meatballs fall apart? Yeah, they do. That's the most tender meatball you can have. It's just straight ground beef. But it works. I promise you it works. Anthony, do you have a good skincare routine? Are you?
I've actually been trying to.
Me too. Yeah.
Every morning I take a brick, I rub it all over my face to exfoliate.
Exfoliate,
and then I do, a lemon moisturizer. Alex, tell us all about your skincare routine.
I have it all over here if you guys want to see it.
No, we're going to incorporate you. Oh, you have it?
Yeah.
Let's see
it. It's all right here.
Bring it.
You want me to do a product reveal?
Yeah, because I've been trying to, people keep telling me I'm old. I've been doing this bit where I'm like, guess how old I am to the audience. And people keep going 35, like for earnestly being like, you're 35. And it's really starting to hurt my feelings. And so I was like, ooh, oh man, I should.
You need to
get
some retinol in your system.
I can't. I went on Accutane in college and my skin's like too sensitive for retinol. But I did buy the most expensive looking, quote, night pressed serum I could find in a Harris Teeter's. And I put that on at night.
How did that work?
Well, I've been doing it for like 6 days, and my cheeks are definitely softer than they were. So I think it's going well.
There you go.
All right, your turn. You give us the tips and tricks.
Yeah. We're going to start letting you talk.
I have so many. I wake up in the morning, wash my face with a vitamin C cleanser, and then I put on sunscreen,
moisturizer. Pulp or no pulp?
Use orange cleanser. Don't even, Elliot. Don't you dare.
It's it actually is just orange juice. I wash my face with orange juice until it's nice and sticky. And then I put on sunscreen.
Nice.
And
smart.
Sometimes I put on an eye cream, but that's it for the morning. But at night, that's when I really go bananas. I put on like
I'll do a
vitamin C serum, which is just the pulp of the orange juice that I had earlier in the morning. Maybe some retinol. Yeah, that's called a callback. Look it up, folks. Look it up, y'all.
Ooh,
and then
I know what that means.
That was another callback, actually. Remember, because earlier we were... Okay, there you go.
Yeah, it's all layered. I get it.
Oh,
I understand
wait.
What's happening.
Did you guys know that y'all stands for you all?
What are you
talking
serious? About, you idiot?
Did you know that? I thought
it
was long for something.
I'm from the South, and that's just wrong.
Hearing it back, it sounds incredibly stupid, and I apologize.
Yeah. Good. This is the first modicum of shame that Anthony has felt through God knows how many episodes of recordings we've done. And it's finally happened. Every day after we record, I look in the mirror, and I'm like, how do I reach him? How do I break him?
Mm-hmm.
And now
wait,
we know.
So did we get to the end of your skincare routine or no?
Oh no. I do the pulp serum, more vitamin C serum.
Pulp in the raw.
Or retinol, depending on the day. And then I put on some eye cream. You're supposed to do it with this finger so that you're not tearing. Apparently this is your weakest finger, and if you
your
dab it on
finger?
Like that, that's supposed to be better. Yeah, like
well,
your ring finger.
That's interesting.
And so then I dab that on, and then I put on moisturizer.
Quick question.
No, you guys are going to like my last part, but go ahead. What's your question?
Okay.
Okay. Big final reveal.
Quick question. What happens? What's wrong with using your other fingers?
And what I use
the
my
skin,
tongue. Is that bad?
Your tongue is actually the strongest muscle in your body. So that's really bad.
It just rips the skin apart.
It rips the skin apart.
Clearly you haven't seen my biceps. Come on.
I'm not gonna bite on that. I'm not gonna say you're strong. I'm just ignoring you.
Okay.
But yeah, you're
tickets?
Apparently supposed to use
to the gun to the gun show. Oh man. This is so it's noise for me flexing so hard for everyone
note
listening.
To
self
I use my
editing
ring finger.
Cricket
you can
sounds.
Use your biceps.
And what's the big reveal? We'll let you get to it.
Oh, all right. The last part of my skincare routine is called slugging. And it's where
I'm into this. I'm really into this.
I knew you would be. So you
can
get
we guess
a little...
before you say it?
Actually, yeah. So keep in mind I already have eye cream, moisturizer, and some sort of serum or retinol on at this point.
Mm-hmm.
What do I cap it off with? It's called slugging. What do you think slugging is?
Okay, my guess.
Go ahead.
My guess is, okay, well, should I? Okay. My guess is that you take some slugs and you feed them orange juice. And then once they eat it, you kind of wring them out as like an additional vitamin C cream. I think
so
that's
close.
A good guess.
That was close.
Okay.
What do you think?
My guess is you look at baseball stats for an hour and you go, ooh, that's a high slugging percentage. And that rests you and then your skin looks good.
Just staring
right,
at
closer?
A rookie Jason Giambi card.
Oh, that's a high slugging. Pre-steroid Giambi, that's good.
So I would say that Elliot probably got closest.
Yes. Bullshit. Yes. Yes.
There's no slugs involved, though. Really all it is putting gasoline on your fingers and then like locking it in. Cause, like if you're like sleeping on your pillow, it like rubs it off the top layer of whatever's on your skin. So then you rub off the Vaseline instead of all the like good stuff you put on your face, but it's called slugging, which is kind of gross.
Oh,
and then I always look really like shiny and slimy before I go to bed.
Right. I was going to say, your pillow sheets just covered in Vaseline?
Weird question.
What? She just said I put Vaseline all over
my... What are you trying to say about me?
Don't flex, Elliot, you little freak.
all I'm asking is the point of the Vaseline you just said was so that the Vaseline comes right off, and that seems like a terrible thing to just have all over your pillow sheets. Like, that seems like pimple causing, right? That seems like, am I crazy here? Am I wrong?
No, I mean, I wash my pillow sheets once a week. They're
too
silk.
Much.
And
yeah, that's too much.
Gonna ruin the
Look,
silk.
Too much, Alex. Type A and kind of scared of germs.
Bed sheets can be washed once every 2 months, and you have one pair.
Ladies, sound off in the comments. What do we think?
Just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding. That was a joke. That was a joke. That was a funny bit. Ha 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 ha.
I think I wash my bedding twice a week. Or no.
That's insane.
Once every 2 weeks. Once every 2 weeks.
That's still way too much.
I say once every 2 weeks, you know? Sounds right.
Yeah.
Once a year. Christmas morning.
Not Christmas Eve.
No.
Christmas morning.
I wake up, I do all my laundry. That's the greatest gift of all.
Your family's all waiting in the living room like, where the fuck is he?
Well, Anthony's mom
washing machine's overflowing.
What? She said nobody opens their presents until you can eat off your bed sheets.
That's a classic Italian tradition.
And then they would eat roasted honey glazed ham off their bed sheets. That's Italian Christmas.
Yes. The Italian classic Italian dish, Christmas. Honey baked ham.
Instead of leaving out milk and cookies, they leave out soppressata and, oh God, I don't know. Soppressata and espresso.
Espresso.
Yeah.
Yeah, leave this bit to me, you amateur.
I said it first. I said espresso first.
Not after my editing.
I'm gonna edit this episode. I'm never sending you this audio. I'm gonna come out of this episode looking better than you, and I'm giving you my word on that.
Before we start the improv, I want to say I do a skincare thing called butterflying. Do you guys want to guess what that is?
Is it where you kind of like crack open a chicken and then like, and then. Get
okay, I'm following.
So it cooks fast. So it cooks faster, and then when you open up the oven, the heat kind of opens up your pores, to kind of get all the dirt.
Close. Alex, you have a guess?
I was gonna say, okay, you maybe just send it, and instead of Vaseline, use lube. Dab that on your face.
Oh, that's pretty close.
All right, so the options are lube or spatchcocking a chicken. So which one is it?
Well, you're both wrong. What I do is I cover my entire bedding in moisturizer, and then I roll myself up in it for 3 days.
And
then
you call
that
butterfly?
I pop out like a butterfly.
That sounds like caterpillaring to me. Okay.
Yeah, well, you weren't in the focus group, so sorry.
Metamorphosis. Okay.
That's good.
It's interesting. I actually watched Anthony do this one time, and he just came out covered in bed sores and some of the worst cysts I've ever seen on a person.
I had those before, though.
Yeah. Very poor clogging Vaseline, I think, is the brand he used.
So do you feel like now you have tips and tricks for a new skincare routine?
Well, okay, I guess what I got out of this conversation was orange juice. No pulp in the morning, pulp at night, right? So we got
pulp
that
at night,
down.
Yep.
Pulp at night, yeah. and lots of Vaseline.
Sure.
And eye cream, I think, is the only thing I missed.
Yeah. The eye cream thing is actually serious. That'll change your life. With this finger.
I like having eyeshadows because I think it really makes my eyes pop under stage light. Like I could bust into a 2000s rock. If I was at like a Fallout Boys concert or some shit and the lead singer got sick. They'd see me in the audience. They'd be like, who's that tired looking / really angsty young guy? He definitely knows the words, and I'd be ready to go.
What is this scenario? You're at a Fallout Boy concert?
What are you not following?
The lead singer gets sick. He has to bail. But you're already in the audience.
He can't wear eye cream because he's going to a Fallout Boy concert. What is there to
Catch
not
up.
Understand?
I want to be.
Do they even tour? I don't even know if they're together anymore.
Does it matter if they tour now? Because they might later. You repeated the concept back to me, so it sounds like you understand it, okay?
All right.
You know what? Maybe we should just do some improv. All right, yeah, let's do some improv. Alex, before we start, all we need from you is a location.
A library?
Library? Perfect. Library.
Excuse me, I was just wondering if you had any books about skincare routines. I'm trying to improve my acne. People are calling me Pizza Face because of all my acne and all the times I fall into pizza pies.
I'm really sorry to hear that. I think if you look at our collection of the Four Dummies series, we have an Acne for Dummies book. It looks like we have three checked in right now, so you can get your hands on one of those.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you referring to like the blank for dummies or like a book called Four Dummies about four idiots who hang out?
Blank for dummies.
I learned that.
Okay. Yeah. We can get you an Acne for Dummies. Again, just Four Dummies, not Four Dummies.
Got it. I actually learned like how to get a mortgage for dummies through this series.
How did that go?
Which is weird
because
I'm a kid. I got bent over the coals in the negotiations. I got fucked in the negotiations. I have a reverse mortgage now where I pay money and they live in my house.
So are you
my parents' house? It's my parents' house. I was trying to be financially independent. Do you have the book?
Yeah, I'm gonna go in the back and check and see if we have it.
Okay. But I didn't know libraries were like a shoe store where you have a separate section in the back. Continue.
Well,
sorry.
I mean, we do have the book just on the shelves, but I would have to give you the whole number and letter. And I think I'm just going to save you the trouble of having to go find it, because I think that might be a little bit difficult for you.
Okay, note taken, but thank you.
I'm going to go check on that Acne for Dummies book.
Thank you.
I'll be right back.
Wait, sorry. How to get rid of acne for dummies, not how to get more acne, if that's not clear. I don't want more acne.
Okay, yes. Let me double check that we don't have, that is the difference between books.
I've been fooled before.
Thank you so much for your patience, Tony.
Okay, thanks, Claire. Thanks, Mom. I mean, Claire. Oh, sorry. I mean, Claire.
Tony, is everything okay at home?
Well, my parents are pretty mad ever since I signed that reverse mortgage where three men named Peter live in our house and I pay them.
Do the Peters know each other?
No, actually, no, it's all coincidence. Three individual Peters. Three white-collar Peters. They all work on Wall Street.
They work on Wall Street?
Yeah.
My boyfriend's named Peter and works on Wall Street.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that's the same Peter.
Do you know if he's been seeing anyone else? I'm sorry, Tony. I don't mean to put you in the middle of this, but...
He spends a lot of time with my mom.
Does he? Yeah. And where's your dad?
My dad sleeps in the doghouse. The dog's in the guest room. My dad's in the doghouse. I'm on the couch. Peter and my mom are in the master room, and the two other Peters are in my sister's room.
With your sister?
No, my sister's at college right now.
Okay.
In a very similar situation to me.
Also has acne.
Yeah. When I said similar situation, I meant she has acne. Not that she got into a reverse mortgage with the Wall Street moguls named Peter. Because that'd be crazy.
Well, good news for her. We have three copies of Acne for Dummies, so I can send you home with two and you can send one over to her.
Okay. Oh, I feel like I'm on a game show.
Excuse me. Sorry. You're the librarian, right?
Yes.
I'm looking for a book. It's called Financial, like it's from the Four Dummies series, like Financial Literacy for Dummies. And I want to be clear, I don't mean four like stupid idiots who hang out. even though that honestly sounds like really funny. And honestly, I feel like it would work as a podcast. Maybe that's what my friends and I will do as a podcast. It's not important. Sorry, I'm getting distracted. I need a book, the blank series for dummies about financial literacy, because I am in a little bit of a bind right now.
Okay, well, what exactly is your situation? Because we very recently decided to take that book off of the shelves. It apparently does not translate well for children and has them get really into sticky situations. Yes, so we are just taking it completely off the shelves.
Oh, man. Oh, well, I could have really used that because I'm not a child. I'm 18. And I just moved out of the house and I just got my first job and I was looking forward to my own financial independence and, you know, spending some money for myself on my hobbies. And I don't know what I did, but I'm in a reverse 401k right now and it's bad. I mean, they are making me contribute the max and I don't make a lot of money and I am contributing. I am paying my boss 20% of every paycheck. Okay. And that's after tax. And I just need to figure out the legality of this. And if I can get out of it.
Well, so see, I don't think that financial literacy for dummies is going to help. I think that actually financial literacy and for dummies, four as in four guys hanging out who are not that intelligent, that book might actually be better for you in this scenario specifically.
Really? Really? Mm-hmm. You think so?
I do.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, because okay. It says on the back cover, actually, that this has only ever happened to four dummies. They might now have to change the name to five dummies, and you can help them in the next edition.
Well, it's interesting because me and my three brothers, my three quadruplets, we're all in the exact same situation right now, and they just sent me in. They sent me in. So
interesting.
I'm wondering if that book is about us. Did you know that they – I just didn't know this was possible. If I'm being fully honest, it's more than a 401k that they got me in. They had me opt in on health insurance. They made me opt out of my parents' health insurance. And I pay for the health insurance of everyone else in the company. Do you know how expensive that is? Dental
in
on
the
me?
Company? That's not a
everyone. Everyone.
What do you do for work?
I work for Cold Stone Creamery. And we get so much free ice cream that a lot of people get cavities and whatnot and have gum disease. And now I'm paying for their dental and I'm bleeding. I'm getting blood dry right now. I'm getting blood dry.
That's actually really awkward because I got a cavity from Cold Stone Creamery and they did pay for that.
If you could just point me in the direction of the book, I could get out of here. And I don't know. It seems like there's a long line at this library, so you could probably just get to your next customer.
Yeah, if you go to J308, that's where you will find the four dummies series. So
all right,
not to be confused with H308.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll get out of your hair.
Hey, do you have How to Get Out of a Reverse Puberty Situation for Dummies book? I'm in a reverse puberty.
So is this like a Benjamin Button situation? You are aging backwards?
It's like Benjamin Button if the movie was rated R, if it was just disgusting 24/7.
Like, okay.
Yeah. Parts of me are shrinking. My hair's going in. Everything that once came out of me is getting sucked back in. It's gross. I'm like a cum vacuum. It's disgusting.
Got it. Okay.
So. So do you have a Four Dummies book for this or what?
I am afraid we might have to look in the Five Dummies section because this sounds like the kind of thing that it would take more than four dummies to figure out. So let me see we have. Okay.
No, it's okay. I get it. I won't hold up the line. I'm sure there's a funnier guy behind me or something. Okay, I'll go get the book.
Hey, hi, I'm sorry. I'm looking for a book. I'm looking for a very specific book. I don't know if this is something you have at your library. I am looking for I'm looking for marriages for dummies. If you know, I guess specifically how to break up a marriage for dummies.
Are you married or are you trying to break up a marriage you're not part of?
I'm trying to break up a marriage I'm not part of. It's not that I'm not part of it. It's that, kind of what happened is I went to a wedding and I don't know what happened, but next thing I know, I'm signing a reverse prenup and I'm giving away my house. I'm giving away they have custody of my kids. And I need to figure out how to end this because this is bad. It's really bad.
Okay. Well, we do.
You know, I live in a doghouse. I live in a doghouse right now. It's this guy Peter. Ooh. This guy Peter just came into my home and he said, "I'm marrying your wife." And then the next thing I know, he's raising my son. I'm living in a doghouse and I'm paying a reverse prenup. And not to mention, my son is paying these guys to live in our house. I don't know what happened. It's a banana place. It's an absolute kangaroo court.
You said that Peter is married to your wife.
He certainly is. He's more than sanctified that marriage. All right. Consummated that marriage.
I'm so sorry to interrupt, Claire. Your shift's up. I'm going to be taking over as a librarian for the next 8 hours. So if you maybe want to hop online, get a book, feel free.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, I'm going to go. I'm going to leave, but good luck to you, sir.
Thank you.
So what can I help you with?
Okay. I guess what you I was wanna, a reverse. I want, I'm yeah. trying to look how to like revert, how to break up a marriage for dummies. I don't know if you overheard okay. everything I just said, but there's a guy living in
I
my
did.
House.
I heard it
having
all.
Having sex
I heard
with
it
my
it's
wife.
Section.
I live in a doghouse. Yeah.
Yep.
There's
I
another guy who
got
has
it.
Come
Understood.
Flying. I mean, I this is a separate thing. I might need to look up how to do interior design for, or I guess handiwork for dummies, because one of these guys, I don't know what disease he has, but he's going through what, I don't know, a reverse puberty. And about three, four times a day, cum shoots through the window.
sounds like me in my 30s.
Right into this guy's penis. And I'm going to tell you, that's
not outside of the window.
It seems like it's coming from all over the state, wherever this guy
that
has
means
lived.
At least, if I'm following the logic, that means that the first time it must have been done outside. If it has to come through the window.
I just think he doesn't live in this house, and so anywhere he's been before.
Oh, he moved, of course. Yeah. That makes sense.
I should have mentioned there's three guys named Peter living in my house.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that book's in section A1.
Awesome, thank you. That's perfect.
Hey, I was hoping that you could help me find a book. I have found myself in a situation where I am in a reverse brothel. I actually
interesting. Is that where you have sex with nobody? Oh, okay.
Well, so what happens is that I go and I just, they pay me. I am paying people to look at me and not touch me. But I have to do it. And I don't know how to get out of it. I live there now. I don't really know what to do.
So let me get this straight. You pay a fee to a group of men and women, whoever, and then they come to your house or you go to their house and then you just leave? What happens? What happens in that last step?
They just sit there in silence and look at me.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been in one of those situations myself. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know
well,
what to
we
do.
Got no books for you. Yeah, there's no books. Sorry, you freak.
How did you get out of it?
Oh, wait, I said it happened to me?
Yeah.
Oh, how did I get out of it? I think I just, I gave them all a copy of Catcher in the Rye. And I said, read this and come back. and then you'll understand what it feels like to be a phony. And then they understood.
Okay, well, do you have Catcher in the Rye here today?
No.
Nope. All right, nope, I guess nope, I will try Barnes nope, and Noble.
No books. No more books. We've had a long line today. Don't you dare go to Barnes and Noble. Don't you dare. How dare you? I'll kill you. I'll bury you beneath this library if you go to Barnes and Noble. How dare you? That's killing the planet. Did you know that?
Okay, well, I wouldn't have to if you had Catcher in the Rye, so that's on you. Thanks for nothing. You were no help.
Well, I'm the mean librarian, okay? I didn't get this job by being nice. You know librarians I had to kill to get here?
All right, I'm in a rush. I'm going to go to Barnes & Noble, but have a nice day, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, officer, it's this one right here. This is the librarian that murdered my family.
Molotov cocktail.
Sure, scene. I'll call scene. Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
That was great.
You like
that
how
was...
I ruined the scene?
Yeah, like I... just gonna... Nope, we don't have any books anymore. Awesome.
Yeah.
What was that, a six-book library?
I don't know why I can't think of anything but a brothel. That doesn't even make sense.
Doesn't matter.
Have to make sense.
You know what happened is Anthony upped the stakes too high, saying he had cum flying back into him. And I didn't
know. It's hard to one up that.
And then
it's hard.
And then he left so fast after saying that I was like, what is this next character going to be? He has to be related to this somehow. Alex, thank you so much for coming to the pod. We really appreciate it. Do you have anything you want to plug? Any shows? Any social media?
Y'all can follow me on Twitter. It's Alex GMURD. And thanks for having me, y'all.
Yeah, of course.
Plug something else. Plug the thing we're doing together.
Oh, and Tony and I have a show that is coming up September 30th. It's going to be at Fiction in Williamsburg, so New York people come out.
What the heck? What the heck?
Yeah.
I'm being replaced.
Elliot.
I didn't hear about this. All right, well, I'm going to plug. I have a show in 2 weeks at Red Bear Brewing that I'm producing. This episode will come out after that, so... You know what? Let's just plug the rest of the podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at Elliot with one tweet. Oh, one T. Elliot with one T. Maybe I should take a picture of me with a twisted T and then change it to Elliot with one tweet. That would be funny.
That's good.
Good.
That's
that is good. Yeah. Well,
that's good.
You can follow Anthony on Twitter at Tony_Ferraro7. And of course, you can stay up to date with the podcast on Instagram and Twitter at Pasta Party Pod. Thanks for listening, everybody. And remember, as always, stay al dente.
And go get a meatball.
And go get a meatball.
go get a meatball.
Wait, I got one more.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Like this.
All right. And remember, if
you said you had it.
I have it. If the pasta don't stick, you must acquit. Good. That's an OJ reference. Pretty good. All right. See y'all next week.